follow along with the online version of this book, which can be found at nyc.gov/emergency-management.
Welcome to the audiobook, Ready New York, Choose Your Own Path to Preparedness, Zone 1, brought to you by New York City Emergency Management. This story will teach you how you can prepare for and respond to an emergency by having a plan. Let's get ready to go on a preparedness adventure. Turn to page 3 to start reading. Zone 1. Summer mornings at Lauren's house were always the same. Before sitting down to breakfast with her family at the kitchen table, her father would tease her about her bedhead, which Lauren did not find the least bit funny. Her mother would ask her to feed the family dog, Chestnut, and Lauren's grandmother would greet her brightly. "Good morning, Sleeping Beauty." This morning, however, was different. Lauren's father, mother, and grandmother were all watching hurricane coverage on the all-weather cable channel. Instead of the usual morning greetings, all the talk at the kitchen table was about Hurricane Nancy, which might be headed toward New York City. Go to the next page, page 4. As Lauren fed Chestnut, Lauren's mother said, "We need to make sure nothing out back can blow away. That patio furniture needs to be stacked and tied down." A few minutes later, her mother headed out the door holding a coil of rope, adding, "Lauren, when you're done with Chestnut, I need you to help me outside." Lauren had made plans for her friend Claire to come over. Should she help her mother first, or should she check to see when Claire was coming? Lauren makes the right decision and helps her mother first. Turn to page 5 to find out what happens next. Lauren followed her mother outside. "It sure doesn't look like a hurricane is coming here," she thought. In the city, the sky looked tranquil and a light breeze barely rattled the tall oak trees. Lauren and her mother began stacking the chairs and moving them close to the railing. Lauren's mother showed her how to wrap the rope through the chairs, making sure to keep the knots tight and leave no slack in the rope. "What about the picnic table?" Lauren asked. Go to page 6 to continue. "Yes, that needs to be tied down too. And the flower pots need to be brought inside," her mother said. "We don't want anything getting airborne." Lauren stayed busy helping her mother for quite some time until Claire arrived. "Thanks for helping," her mom said. "Now go be with Claire, but no loud music." Go to page 8 to continue. Lauren and Claire went to Lauren's bedroom to talk. That is, until Claire got another text. "Ugh, you have got to be kidding me," she said after reading it. "What?" "It's my dad. He wants me home, like now. I hope this doesn't mean we're evacuating because of the hurricane. We don't even know if it will hit the city." After seeing her friend to the front door, Lauren went into the living room. Her grandmother was still watching the weather station. When Lauren sat down beside her, Chestnut hopped onto her lap. Lauren couldn't quite figure out why everyone was so worried about the hurricane. Before school had gotten out for the summer, her family sat down at the kitchen table one evening to talk about emergencies. Her father explained that the family lived in Zone 1, which meant evacuation the next time a hurricane threatened the city. They had an emergency plan. Lauren closed her eyes and thought back to that night, remembering that her father had given her the responsibility for putting together her emergency go bag, as well as one for Chestnut. "New York City evacuation centers will let people bring their pets in," her father had said. "But pet owners need to provide pet food, leashes or crates, bowls, you name it. So Chestnut needs his own go bag." Luckily, Lauren made the right decision and remembered to put together her own go bag and one for Chestnut. Turn to page 9 to find out what happens next. As soon as the family discussion was over, Lauren remembered how Chestnut had followed her everywhere as she put together two emergency go bags. First, Lauren got her things collected, including extra house keys, bottles of water, snacks, a flashlight, and all the other things the city recommended. Then she worked on Chestnut's bag, including water, dog food, treats, a bowl, a muzzle, and an old leash. Chestnut licked her face and Lauren smiled, imagining that Chestnut was thanking her for making sure he had his own go bag. The story continues on page 12. When Lauren walked back through the living room, the images on the television caught her attention. Hurricane Nancy was hitting the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Weather and news crews were showing flooded streets, downed power lines, massive waves, and battered buildings. If you're on the New Jersey coast, New York City's more flood-prone areas, or the coasts of Long Island and Connecticut, now's the time to get ready. "This hurricane's got you in its sights," the storm expert said. The expert started discussing how the New York and New Jersey coastlines meet at a right angle, practically guiding a storm surge directly into New York City. Then came the next bit of news. "We have an important update," the TV weatherman said. "New York City officials have just announced an evacuation order for Zone 1 residents. Those are residents in low-lying and flood-prone areas of the city. Make immediate preparations to evacuate." Lauren knew she had to tell her parents, but maybe she'd better watch for a few more minutes to see what other announcements were coming. Lauren makes the right decision and tells her parents about the evacuation order right away. Turn to page 13 to find out what happens next. Lauren's mother was still outside securing the last few things in the yard. Mom, I just heard that the city has ordered Zone 1 evacuations," Lauren told her. "Really?" her mother said, sounding surprised. "When did you hear this?" "Just now, on the weather station." "Go tell your father. Make sure Chestnut stays with you. We need to get ready to go," her mother said. "I'll be right in." In just a few minutes, the family collected their go bags and loaded their car. "We're going to your uncle's house," her mother said. "Let me call Frank and let him know we're on our way." Lauren could hear the muffled sound of a strange voice on her mother's phone. Her mother hung up and dialed again. This time, Lauren could make out the recorded message, "All circuits are busy." Go to the next page, page 14. Her mother dialed again and then again. "Everyone in the city is on their phones." She dialed again and said, "Forget it, I'm going to text him." She was relieved when Uncle Frank called her back just a few minutes later. "Frank, I'm so glad you called me," Lauren's mother said. "We're getting set to head your way. The city's evacuation order really threw a wrench into our plans, but we were prepared." Her mother listened for a moment, then Lauren saw her expression quickly change from relief to concern. Oh, that's right. Yes," her mother said into the phone. "Yes, don't worry, we'll be fine. We'll call you later." "What did he say?" Lauren's father asked. "They're not home. Frank and Sheila were at their beach house this morning to prepare it for the storm. They're in traffic." "But can't we still go to his house?" Lauren's father said. "There's no key outside. We can't get in," Lauren's mother replied. Lauren's father groaned. "So now what?" Lauren and her father asked at the same time. "Maybe we should just go to a city evacuation center," her grandmother said. "If we get there early, that gives us time to settle in and figure things out. Better to be safe than sorry." "You're right," Lauren's mother added. "There's an evacuation center close to the house, but should we drive or take the subway?" "We have time, and the subway trains are running fine," Lauren's father said. "Let's park the car in our garage and take the subway." The story continues on page 18. Lauren and her family soon arrived at the city evacuation center. Emergency personnel explained where to go, what to expect, and how to conduct themselves. Lauren stood nearby, holding Chestnut. "Can I see that dog?" a deep voice asked. Lauren turned to see a security guard standing beside her. He had his arms folded across his chest. "Please don't take him away," Lauren said, frightened. "I thought we could bring pets. I have his go bag." "What's his name?" the guard asked, his voice softening. He reached out to pet Chestnut's head. "I brought my dog to the evacuation center, too, with his go bag, of course." As Lauren and her family got settled, she spied Claire talking to Josh Reitman. Going to Uncle Frank's house would have been better, maybe even fun, but this would be okay. Lauren was sure her family had made the right decision. They would be safe in the city evacuation center. The end. Lauren could have chosen a different path, but the ending would not have been the same. By choosing the right path to be prepared, Lauren and her family were able to stay safe during the hurricane. For more information about how to prepare for emergencies, visit nyc.gov/emergency-management or call 311. For video relay service, call 212-639-9675 or for TTY, 212-504-4115. Thank you for listening.